All right, welcome again. Steve Elzinga here, the coaching class. I want to talk in this session about prayer. Last session we talked about Bible. Bible is listening to what God has to say. Prayer is speaking to God and also listening to see what God might have to say. Again, the whole premise is this is Christian counseling or coaching, not just coaching. So if we're going to ask our clients to figure out their problems, figure out the solutions, where are they going to get the stuff wherewith to figure these things out? It's not just inside of them. It's not just, you know, some created thing, collective, universal thing that we're all a part of. It's actually a connection to God, God and His church. And so using prayer and using the Bible in your sessions is sort of a prerequisite to making this Christian coaching as opposed to coaching. So what's the place of prayer in coaching? First of all, a prayer for wisdom. Yeah, you're asking the client to figure out things for himself. Where does this wisdom come from? James 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Okay, where does the wisdom to figure these things out come from? They come from God. So encourage the client to pray to God to help figure these things out. Prayer of commitment. Okay, one of the things that we talked about in earlier sessions is, you make up a goal, but then you get the client to make a commitment. Maybe even write it down, sign it. If people aren't committed to things, they don't do things. Okay, but your commitment, we talked about this, is only as good as what your commitment is rest upon. Commitments are promises, and promises generally are applied on top of other promises. So in the United States, when you go to a court of law, before you give any testimony, at least in the days gone by, they would hold out a Bible. You had to put your left hand on the Bible, and you had to raise your right hand, and you had to promise. You had to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. So, you know, we have the Bible, we have so help you God, we're saying it over and over again, we got a right hand up, we're all having all these different ways of trying to get someone to say or commit to really telling the truth. You know, we could just say, are you going to tell the truth? We might tell the truth. Do you agree to tell the truth? Yes, okay. But no, we want to make sure, and the way you make sure is your commitment of truth is based on other commitments. So, commit your work, commit your plans to the Lord. It's not just to yourself. It's not just something you want to do. You're committing this to the Lord. Prayer of repentance. Clients want changes in their lives, and sometimes repentance. Repentance means turning around. You're going in this direction. You need to turn around and go in a different direction. But you have to admit that what you've been doing so far has not been working. People don't want to do that. They want a better marriage, but they don't want to admit that they've been doing the wrong things. They want to be better parents, but they don't want to admit that they have been doing the wrong things. Repentance, James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So actually, getting the coach to pray for the client. The client admits things, and the coach prays for the client. That's powerful and effective. Prayer can powerfully affect change. Why not use it? Praying the to-do list. Yeah, what's that? Psalm 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. This is a great verse to start off every single morning. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Okay, how do you help your client do this in a practical way? The to-do list. Okay, every day we all have a to-do list. What are the things that I am going to accomplish today? What am I going to do today? People that are most successful at getting things done actually write these things down. Here is what my goals are. This is what I hope to do. People write it. It's called a schedule or a planner of one sort or another. And a lot of planners will have the words to-do list. And then you write down, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try that, I'm going to try. And I write all the things that I hope to get done today. And then I check them off as I go. It's a to-do list. And I'm suggesting that a client scratches out the words to-do list and he adds the word prayer list. Because your to-do list as a Christian is your prayer list. Because what is it? What are you going to try to do today that you wouldn't want God to bless? That you wouldn't want God involved? Everything that you're doing today is actually your prayer list. Your to-do list becomes your prayer list. So it's not just something I want to do. God is involved in this. Prayer of dependence. Psalm 142, 6 through 7. Listen to my cry. For I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they're too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. In all your coaching, in the atmosphere that you try to create, we're trying to create an atmosphere where, you know, we're talking about goals and things we want to change and going to the next level, different areas of our life, coming up with goals, coming up with plans, managing this whole process, looking at successes and failures, adjusting things. All of it needs to be done in the context of we are dependent on God. This is not a human endeavor that we're involved here in. It's a godly endeavor. And so, you know, reading verses like this periodically in your coaching sessions, constantly reminding your client and yourself that this is a God thing that we're doing. It's not just a human thing that we're doing. And we're dependent on God and God making things happen. We can't make these things happen on our own. Prayer for the plan. Okay, you come up with some goals. You finally make a plan of what you want to do. Okay, what kind of prayer can we come up with? Proverbs 16, verse 9. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Dear God, please establish the steps. We've made these steps in a plan. Okay, we need your guidance in this. We've done our best to figure out what these steps are, but if they need adjusting, let us know. And then, you know, Lord, we ran into some bumps into the road here. And, you know, do we need to change our steps or do we need to persist in these steps? We're not sure which to do, Lord. Okay, it's hard to figure out these things sometimes. And we want God with us every step of the way. Let your client have this sense that it's the three of you working on this. You're the coach. He's the client or she's the client. But God is in the middle of the room too. God is the one who goes with the client. You don't go with the client during the week, but God does. So it's legitimate to ask, well, how did it go with you and God this week? Proverbs 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it's the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Okay? We're trying to figure out the plan of God. That's ultimately what we're trying to help the client do. Figure out God's will for your client's life. And we don't know what that will is, so we're trying to figure it out. And sometimes the plan that we come up with is our own plan. And ultimately, our own plan will not stand. And we're going to be frustrated. But it's okay. The frustration just helps us get closer to God's will, God's plan. That's what we want to seek out. And it may take a while to get there. And we may have a lot of failures along the way. But every failure just helps us get closer to God's will. That's ultimately what we want. The prayer of surrender. Romans 12, 1 through 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. By testing. See, that's what you're having the client do this whole time. You're testing to see what God's will is. Let's try this and see how it goes. Let's keep talking to God. Let's read our Bibles. Let's do this to figure out what God's will is for you. What is good and acceptable and perfect. So we're going for this good, acceptable, perfect, but we don't know what it is. So reading verses like this and discussing them a little bit with your client in every session, a couple of verses like this, just to help your client remember that it's not about him. It's not about her. It's not about their will. It's not about their kingdom that they want to build. It's about God's kingdom. It's God's will. It's God's purpose, because ultimately that is what is going to be successful. Anything else will always end in failure. Okay, so how do you use prayer in your coaching experience? Number one, begin and end sessions with prayer. Why not? I mean, we're meeting together. God, thank you for letting us be here together. Guide us. Enable us to, you know, do the work that we're going to do. We don't want to do it on our own power. We want to be reminded of your will. We want your presence. We invite you to sit at the table with us. Number two, so how do you do that? Well, the coach can pray. Maybe that's how you start. I'm going to pray this prayer. Maybe the next time you ask the client to pray. Why don't you do our opening prayer? Or you may do a little bit of both. I'm going to start the prayer and you end it. Sort of mix those ways of doing it. Number two, pray when stuck. Okay, we're stuck. We're frustrated. Let's pray. Pray when progress is made. Lord, we're making progress. Is this the direction you want us to go? Pray when good things happen. Don't forget to thank God. God, it was great. What we came up with this thing. The client went and he did it, and it worked. You know, we celebrate these things. Pray when you're frustrated. Pray when you're happy. Pray without ceasing. At any time in the session, you might suggest that you pray about it. In fact, do it so often that eventually you know it's working when finally your client does that. Your client says, hey, maybe we should pray about this. So that's ultimately what you'd like. So when you do it, don't say, let's pray. You ask the client, do you think we should pray about this? It's like giving the ownership away. It's a subtle move from you doing it to giving it away. Do you think we could pray about this? Do you think we could? You think it would be a good thing to pray about this? It helps them start thinking that way. Yeah, I think this would be. And ultimately, eventually, your client figures out it all by himself. That's when you know it's working. Questions for a client about prayer. Okay, so again, we're assuming that the client, it's a prerequisite. Your client is Christian coaching, not just coaching. You're assuming that your client has a walk with God. What's a walk with God? It's daily being in the Word of God, and it's daily talking to God and listening to God in prayer. So if you assume that, you can use that. What has God been telling you lately in your prayers? We're trying to figure out what you should do. We're trying to follow through on a plan of action, or we're trying to manage a plan of action. What has God been saying to you lately in any of this? In any of the three things that a coach helps a client do, whether it's figuring out what area of life they want to change or go to the next level, what plan they have in order to accomplish that, or you're managing the process of working out the plan. Doesn't matter which one of these three things. What has God been saying to you in your prayer life with regard to any of these three things? Number two, how have your prayers to God every day been impacting the goals you're trying to achieve? You know, now maybe your client says, well, I haven't been praying every day. Well, what do you think? You think we should do that? Again, you don't force, you don't tell the client to do it. You ask them. They have to own this thing. If they don't own it, they're not going to do it. They have to own it. So they have to own that process first. And once they do, it God will impact their goals. You know, I was trying to do this thing, and then I remember God is with me, and so I did it. There are a lot of different ways that God being there impacts. People will do things when they have a sense of God being with them. And if you want change, if the goal is to change and go to the next level, you're trying to get someone to do what they haven't been doing. And they need all the resources behind them in order to make these changes. People don't change generally. People want to change. They want all kinds of things, but they don't. People generally keep doing what they've always done. And so the only way we're going to break out of that is with a sense of God there helping to make it happen. I'm not trying to do these things on my own. Number three, who could you get to pray for you? The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Why? I don't know. Why does God choose to use the prayers of other people to make things happen? I pray it and maybe nothing happens. I get someone else to pray that prayer for me and something happens. Why? I don't know. God wants to, you know, wants us to be interrelated to each other, and so he sets up the system. I don't know why he sets us up the system, but that's the system. So if the client wants to succeed in making changes and following through and you know, doing goals and making plans and following through the plans, then he needs as much help as he can get. He needs the support of other people. So we believe in the power of prayer, so why not enlist the prayers of other people? So you know, a client has a goal, he has a plan. All right, who can you share this plan with? Who can support you in this? And who can be your prayer partners in this so that these changes absolutely do happen? So use prayer, use the Bible in your sessions. Bathe everything that you're trying to do with Bible reading and prayer. There's no wrong time to say, hey, let's pray about this. All right, we'll see you again next week.